Hello, and welcome to show number 2542 of Eyes on Success, a weekly program empowering the visually impaired with expert advice, personal stories, and the latest in technology and accessibility. I'm Nancy Goodman-Torpy.
And I'm Pete Torpy.
So the goal of the Business Enterprise Competition is for people who are very serious about a product or service idea that they want to bring into the market, to give people a chance at funding their idea.
And we'll be talking more about that competition, in which there are some cash prizes and also some educational opportunities to pursue your business.
Applications are now open for the 2025 Business Enterprise Competition that supports blind entrepreneurs with scholarships and cash awards. We'll talk with Colleen Wunderlich of the Chicago Lighthouse about the application process and eligibility requirements. Miami University of Ohio's mentorship program for winners, and the $25,000 top prize. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip comes from Colleen Wunderlich.
I think the tip in building anything, and I say this as having built this program over the last 12 years, is being committed to the process, really loving the process, because that's where many of the meaningful moments and the learning experience really takes place. Sometimes if we get overly focused on the end goal, which we have to always keep in mind, we can lose encouragement or we can lose our motivation to stick with the process. It's really, I'm going to say, as having built programs for as long as I have, it's about having a commitment to the process, being in love with the process, enjoying the process, and being committed to have staying power. We all have to decide how long we're going to stick with something before we either have to give up or don't have resources to continue, etc. But there are many times in building this program that I could have quit and I could have given up, especially in the transition over here to the Chicago Lighthouse. As welcoming as the team was, it was a very challenging process. And sometimes you have to hang on and you have to do things one day at a time and look for little victories and little areas of improvement each day. So I think my tip of the week is just being committed to the process for the long run.
Being passionate about something can certainly improve the likelihood of success.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Let's start by meeting Colleen.
Today's guest has been with us several times before, but lots has changed in the meantime, and she has some new exciting news for us. So Colleen, why don't you tell people who you are and what you're doing these days?
My name is Colleen Wunderlich, and I'm Vice President of Partnerships at the Chicago Lighthouse. As you know, I have been on the show before when we first moved the Forsyth Entrepreneurial Center here to the Chicago Lighthouse. And at that time, we were talking about transitions from Hadley to the Chicago Lighthouse. And now we're talking about that we are bringing back the business competition for the first time ever at the Chicago Lighthouse.
It is nice to see that you got that rolling again, because it was questionable some years ago.
Yes, it was. We had to find funding for it. I think that was our biggest obstacle when we came over here. We had a lot of administrative costs associated with moving the program and setting it up on new systems. And we had to spend money to preserve the program and launch it here. And we've done that, and now we're adding the third leg of the Forsyth Entrepreneurial Center, which is everyone's favorite, the Business Enterprises Competition. So we're really excited to have found the money, the funding to be able to do this, and we have a really fantastic partner that we're working with in Miami University of Ohio, which we can talk about, and it's a lot more competitive this year, too. So we'll have to get into that.
Support for Eyes on Success comes from our listeners and corporate sponsors.
For more information about airing promotional items on the show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
This week's focus topic is the 2025 Business Enterprise Competition, for which you can apply right now.
Well, let's hop right into it, Colleen.
All right.
So we've talked about the new venture competition before with you, and this project has undergone some transformations and is now rebranded as the Business Enterprise Competition. And I thought we could start out by having you tell us what the goal of this project is.
So the goal of the Business Enterprise Competition is for people who are very serious about a product or service idea that they want to bring into the market to give people a chance at funding their idea. So out of the competition, you have the chance to win a cash award prize of up to $25,000. And you will also have a chance to study via scholarship at Miami University of Ohio. And if you're a winner of the scholarship, you will work one-on-one with a professor, a real entrepreneur professor who is an entrepreneur and a CPA. You will work one-on-one to develop a full formal business plan. And this is with Miami University of Ohio School of Commerce. So this is part of their entrepreneurship program.
So this is sort of like Shark Tank, except all the competitors need to have some form of vision loss, right?
Yes. All of the contestants must be blind or visually impaired. And I think we've talked about the reasoning behind that on former episodes, but it's worth mentioning is that the reason this competition got started was that many of our students were coming to us and saying that they didn't think they were being taken seriously or given equal opportunity by small business development centers, and that the judges, or even I should say, the consultants and counselors that they worked with were really more focused on their blindness or visual impairment and not on their business idea. So I thought, let's have a competition where that actually is a requirement and works to your advantage to apply to the competition. So that way everyone is blind or visually impaired. And so we focus on the business idea, the business owner, and the role they play in the business. And that's really the reason why this competition got launched. And I thought if we wanted to be a real entrepreneurship center, we needed a competition.
My recollection from prior years was that in order to compete in this competition, you needed to have taken at least a few classes in running a business. So you kind of knew what you were doing before.
Yes. Right. Not only did we want that so you knew what you were doing, but the spirit of the competition is you come out winning something. So you have to have learned something. You have to have ideas that emerge from the process of applying to the competition that even if you don't win, you can still start the business, perhaps. Or if you remember, we've had finalists who have reapplied, finalists who haven't won, but have come very close to winning that have reapplied in subsequent years and won. So we still seek to form a long-term relationship with our contestants if they apply and don't win. So the idea is you get something, right? You win or you learn and win. you have the opportunity to win a scholarship to Miami University of Ohio to take this business plan learning experience. It's a non-credit course, but you get a micro-credential certification for having taken the course, and you come out with a full formal business plan that you will then present to the contest. And if you don't win, you still have a formal business plan that you can present to other places that might give you funding.
So in some sense, no one ever loses.
Right.
They always come away with something that will help them in starting a business.
You come away with something. That's exactly right.
So tell us how the competition came to be reborn at the Chicago Lighthouse.
it came to be reborn because it was the third leg of the program that we still hadn't brought back. People wanted it. People in the field, our students, kept asking about it. When is it coming back? So that gave me the impetus to find the funding to be able to launch it. So this is all privately funded by private foundations. In particular, our founders of this program, I should say our founding funders, are the late Rick Forsyth and his wife, Sandy Forsyth. Sandy is a trustee here at the Chicago Lighthouse. And she has been asking me, when are you going to bring back the competition? She loves the competition. I said, well, I need the money to be able to bring it back. So she has given a gift to the Forsyth Entrepreneurial Center that will take care of the expenses of launching this competition, which are the 6 scholarships that we're going to award to people to attend the university, to take the micro-credential learning experience and develop a business plan, and the cash award prize, and of course, the amount of money it costs to administer the competition and fly the contestants here and all of that. So she is funding this competition because she really is passionate about it. She's been present to award the winners in the past and has seen the difference that it's made for them and have been present when they've won and have met them and talked to them. So she's really experienced the impact of it and wanted to bring it back.
And we've spoken with several of your winners in prior years and have been very impressed by what they've been able to achieve.
Yes. Yes, definitely so. And many of them are still in business.
So applications have recently started for this competition. Tell us what people need to do ahead of time and if they haven't applied yet, what they need to do.
Okay, so you would visit chicagolighthouse.org/FEC. That stands for Forsyth Entrepreneurial Center. And there is an application process. There is a form that you fill out that you need to give some information on your business, your company name, your product or service idea, the value proposition, meaning what about this product or service is better than anything that's out there. What are you doing? Are you offering a solution that is cheaper, better, faster, smarter? And why are you the best person as the owner to deliver this service? So we ask about your value proposition, what startup funding you may have, your target market, why you chose that particular market, the purpose of the business, why it's important to you as the owner. So you have to write out the application in terms of these criteria.
You have to have some pretty concrete thoughts ahead of time of what you want to do. You don't just jump into this and say, I'm going to start a business.
I think you have to have more than thoughts. I think you, and that's a fair question. You have to have planned for this idea and mapped it out and really have a clear vision for how you want to start it, what you want to start, who you're going to sell to. You really have to have this built in your mind because, and it's not to say that you can't change it or tweak your strategy because that is part of the business planning process. And a business plan is a living document in that you make changes to it as you progress in the development of the business. It just can't be, oh, I have a couple of ideas and, oh, let's see which one I want to do. It can't be that because we're only offering 6 scholarships. So because it's very intense, the learning experience, it's very selective and very competitive. You really have to have the business formed in your mind and have a concept of what it is that you want to do. And maybe even I don't want to say you've started the business, but maybe you have a prototype. Maybe you started offering your service on some very small level. Maybe you have a little bit of funding that you've put aside, or you have potential investors or funders and you need some extra money to get the business idea into a real business formation. So it's very competitive and you really have to be committed to the process. Of the learning process, of the planning process, because it's a 3-month learning experience at Miami University.
Now, what happens after the initial application process? I assume that there's some screening that goes on. And then what happens after that?
Yes. So there's screening of the applications, and we will also be requiring some other elements to the application process. We will be requiring a letter on letterhead from an eye care professional or a rehabilitation professional, an agency in the blindness field. So you have to certify, it has to be, I should say, on letterhead that you have a visual impairment. It needs to be documented by a professional that you're blind or visually impaired. And we also are going to be requiring a technology and skills assessment exam. This is something new that we're doing in partnership with World Services for the Blind. It's an online skills assessment and technology assessment because the learning experience at Miami University of Ohio is online only. So a person really has to have the technology skills and the academic skills to be able to compete in a university course, because that's what this is. Although it's a non-credit course, it's a university level course. And so there is not the opportunity to learn technology once you get over there. You have to know your systems and your technology and your screen reader or magnification software, and have to have the academic skills to compete in a university environment. So we will be requiring that screening of all applicants because in when you run a contest, you have to require the same of all applicants. So we can't waive, if somebody calls me and says, well, I have a PhD, we can't waive those requirements because that isn't legal for a contest. All have to fulfill those three requirements. So if a person is selected to win the scholarship, they will study at the university in the winter term, and they will develop a formal business plan. And those business plans they will submit into the contest, which will be judged by three judges, as we've done in the past. And then a finalist will be selected. There will be some interviews in the process, some Zoom interviews along the way to narrow down the candidates, and we will choose a finalist to award. And we're planning to award in May of this year.
I'm a little unclear. Assume someone has gone through the application process, you've done some screening. Do all those people go on to take the courses, or are those only the winners that go on to take the course?
We select six of the strongest applicants to take the course. And what we're really looking at here now is the business concept. Who has the business concept or concepts that are scalable, viable, sustainable, that can be grown into an actual business that you perhaps might even be able to employ people who have disabilities? That's not a requirement, but it needs to be scalable, viable, sustainable. And that's what we will be looking at, you know, once the person passes the skills assessment. We will be looking at those simultaneously.
So once they take the course, it sounds like there's a final selection process from the six people who went through the course to pick how many finalists.
That's right. So we'll pick, there will be a process where the six business plans, we're hoping that the six people we award scholarships will finish the process. So we'll have six business plans that will go to the judges, and they will pick the finalists. We always hope to award to one finalist, but we don't commit to that until we see the plans.
So just to be clear, the way you described the application, people have to have a really good idea in their heads of what they want to do with this business proposal and how they want to get there. But it's not really an official business plan. And then the six people who get the scholarships to take the course at Miami University of Ohio, when they're done with the course, they actually have a full-fledged business plan that they're ready to go to bat and create this business.
That's right. They have a full business plan that they will submit to the contest final round that will be judged and used to determine who gets the award. So if they win, great, of course. If they don't win, they still have a formal business plan that they've developed one-on-one with an entrepreneurship professor that they can use to move forward on their business idea in some other way.
So we're airing this episode in the middle of October 2025. When are the applications due?
Well, the application process started on October 1, and it is due the Monday before Thanksgiving. So the applications of phase one, which is the summary of your business idea and the formal letter, are due on November 24th, which is the Monday before Thanksgiving. And also the skills assessments will be taking place at that time. So once we select the winners there, we'll be also working in conjunction with World Services for the Blind to get the skills assessment part of the application process resolved. So we will forward the applications of the people who were interested in to World Services for the skills and technology assessment. And that's a 2-week process. So the applicants will need to know that they need to allow 2 weeks for that assessment to happen. And that would be after Thanksgiving week. And then in the middle of December, we will be notifying people that they were selected to study at Miami University, Ohio in the winter term. So the experience of developing the business plan starts in January and runs through the end of March. The applications are due by the first week of April, meaning the business plan phase 2 of the application, which is the business plan for the contest. And that's the process.
Are there any additional requirements for somebody to be a competitor, like they need to be a permanent resident of the United States or something?
Yes, they have to be a permanent resident of the United States, 18 years of age or older. The business has to exist within the United States. And I realize that that is off-putting to some of our international participants. However, that requirement is determined by our funders. So the business has to reside within the United States. The person has to have majority ownership in the business, meaning 51% or greater, person who is blind or visually impaired, and really needs to be the owner, the main owner of the business.
And I take it when people are taking their courses at the university, this is all done remotely. They don't have to move.
That's right. It's all online.
And is the final competition done in person? Do people have to give a presentation of their plan, or is this all done on paper?
The plans are all submitted on paper. I mean, bear in mind that the professor will have been working with these students, so they will be submitted on paper and there will be Zoom interviews. We will not be conducting any live interviews here. All interviews will take place online.
And then is there any follow-up afterwards?
During the application process, all of the interviews will be done on Zoom. The finalists will have a final interview here at the Chicago Lighthouse. And then after the award is presented, there will be an opportunity for the judges to submit some feedback to the people who did not win. So that will be a follow-up of the competition.
Is there anything else you would like to tell prospective applicants?
I would just say if you're interested in applying and really serious about it, definitely get started on the application process. We're accepting applications now, and we will look forward to receiving your application. And just know that this is a special opportunity. I don't know that we're going to be offering it every year. It really depends on funding availability. So if you're interested and you have what you think is a sound, viable concept, strongly consider applying.
And people can go back and listen to some prior episodes where we talk with some of the winners of previous contests and see how they enjoyed it and what it meant to them.
Yes, they certainly can do that. I encourage you to do that. You'll see how meaningful it can be.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about the Business Enterprise Competition and how to contact Colleen Wunderlich and the other folks at the Forsyth Entrepreneurship Center who are running this competition.
Well, Colleen, remind us again if people want to apply for this competition and they have a business idea they want to get off the ground, where should they go?
ChicagoLighthouse.org/FEC. That stands for Forsyth Entrepreneurial Center.
And the application is on that page, I presume.
Yes, it is.
If people had questions for you, can they contact you with questions?
Yes, you can call the Chicago Lighthouse. My email address is very long. So I would say if you have questions, you can call the Chicago Lighthouse at 312-666-1331. And you can ask for Colleen Wunderlich, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have.
And we'll have your very long email address in our show notes if people are looking for that, along with the phone number and other resources.
Yes, you're welcome to email me as well if you want to put that in the show notes.
So I assume that at that same web address, people can get whatever other information they're interested in about the Forsyth Entrepreneurial Center?
Yes, they certainly can. We have our micro-credential certification program there. As you know, we also run the Business Enterprise Program Licensee Training, which is the online training for individuals who are interested in the Randolph-Shepard program. That's obviously a different program than this, but we also do have information about that on our website.
Can you quickly describe the Randolph-Shepard program for anybody who might not know what it is?
The Randolph-Shepard program is a federal program that gives, it mandates a priority for people who are blind or visually impaired to spend on municipal property, on highway rest areas, in government buildings, in military dining facilities. And we offer the online training for that program. Individuals would still have to contact their state business enterprise program to receive the hands-on training. So they would definitely need to work through vocational rehabilitation to be referred into the program, unless they're already an experienced blind vendor.
Well, it's nice to know that you reincarnated this great competition, and we wish everybody good luck who applies.
Thank you. Thank you for always being so welcoming to me and for inviting me back to the show. I appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
And of course, you can find all of that information in the show notes associated with this episode, which is episode number 2542, at our website. And we'll even have Colleen's very long email address there if you're looking for that and you want to apply for the competition.
That's it for today's show. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about transforming accessibility through AIRA using artificial intelligence. AIRA has transformed from a mostly subscription service into a resource that now offers many free services for visually impaired users. We'll talk with Janine Stanley, Director of Customer Success at AIRA, about navigating public spaces and how collaborations with Google DeepMind and wearable tech promise better visual interpretation tools in the future.
So if you want to learn more about how AI can be helping people with visual impairments, join us for next week's episode.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
You can access the full archive of previous shows, subscribe to the podcast, and much more by going to our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. If you have questions about anything you've heard on the show or have suggestions for future shows, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
Thank you for listening and have a nice day.